I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. Whitman County is one of three Washington counties set to drop back into phase two of the state's reopening plan due to a surge in coronavirus cases. Beginning this Friday, Whitman, Cowlitz, and Pierce counties will roll back to phase two, which means decreasing capacity for indoor dining at restaurants, retail stores, and gyms from 50% to 25%. Limits on indoor and outdoor gatherings are also reduced, though some sporting activities, including at the professional and college levels, can continue to operate under the higher Phase 3 limits if they have an approved plan. Up until this week, all of Washington's 39 counties had been in Phase 3. Initially, to stay in Phase 3, counties had to meet two metrics related to new cases and new hospitalizations. But Governor Jay Inslee changed the criteria on Friday, saying that counties would only be moved back a phase if they failed two of the metrics. Previously, they could be moved backward by failing to meet one. Larger counties must have less than 200 new cases per 100,000 people over a two-week period and fewer than five new COVID-19 hospitalizations per 100,000 people over a one-week period. Smaller counties like Assotin and Garfield counties must have fewer than 30 cases over a two-week period and fewer than three new COVID-19 hospitalizations over a one-week period. The Lewiston School Board will vote on potential changes to the district's coronavirus mask mandate at a special meeting on Thursday. The district's mask requirement was enacted last fall after a spike in COVID-19 cases at two schools. The Lewiston Tribune reports Superintendent Bob Donaldson gave the board his blessing to roll back the mandate after hearing concerns from several parents at the public comment period who spoke about their children's declining mental health. With widespread availability of the COVID-19 vaccine, Donaldson said the school should have a pretty high level of vaccination. According to a recent staff poll, more than 70% of district staff said they would get the vaccine. School board plans to vote on the matter at 6 p.m. on Thursday. The meeting is open to the public, but there will be no public comment period. Meanwhile, the board also announced the prom and graduation ceremonies for Lewiston High School are still scheduled to take place. Washington State today paused the administration of single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine doses, following federal guidance after six of the 6.8 million people to receive the shot developed rare blood clots. The state and vaccine providers will continue to administer the two other vaccines approved for emergency use, Pfizer and Moderna, which require two doses for full protection. Federal health agencies this morning called for an immediate pause in administration of the vaccine after six women who had received it developed a rare condition involving blood clots linked to low platelet counts. The women were between 18 and 48 years of age. One woman died. Washington officials aren't aware of any instances of blood clots associated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccines here, according to Governor Jay Inslee's office. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. The Washington State Department of Agriculture is moving forward with new rules that would give them more tools to combat the spread of invasive Asian giant hornets. The pests, first detected in the U.S. in Washington State in late 2019, pose a threat to bees. Throughout 2020, the Department of Agriculture tracked and trapped the hornets. Late in the year, they identified and destroyed the first nest inside a tree in Blaine, near the Canadian border. About 200 queens were found, all with the potential to start their own nest. Now the department is proposing new rules that would empower them to further pursue and limit the hornet's spread. The agency seeks to impose a quarantine on all live hornets, which would outlaw the sale, distribution, or knowing movement of hornets in Washington. The rule would also allow the State Department of Agriculture to declare an infested site for 20 meters around a nest, even on private property, which would give officials legal authority to control access to the site and eradicate it. By targeting all hornets, officials hope to be prepared for further potential invasive species down the road. The proposed rule is open for public comment, and a virtual meeting is scheduled for May 11th. As scheduled, it would take effect by summer of 2021. Ted Zamak, owner of Perfection Tire in Lewiston, has been named the recipient of the 2021 Don Poe Community Spirit Award by the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Lewis-Clark Valley. Zamak is being honored for his three-plus decades of community service. He has previously served with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and Boys and Girls Clubs of the Lewis-Clark Valley, and is currently a member of the Lewiston Groundwater Advisory Committee, Fish and Game Advisory Committee, and the Lewis-Clark State College Auto Mechanic Committee. Every year, he also volunteers his time to teach a business class to the students at LC State College. Zamak will be presented the award at the Boys and Girls Club's 14th Annual Breakfast for Kids on April 29th. The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.